婚姻是人一生的大事。
Some people say marriage is a biggest event for your entire life.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible say，
婚姻的由来是由神所制定的。
The originations of marriage is from God.
所以我们后来就说是婚姻是神所配合的。
So eventually we think God has prepared for our marriage.
所以我们晚上根据圣经创世纪第二章二十四节跟二十五节来说明婚姻的生活。
Tonight I'm going to share with everybody from Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 to 25 with everybody.
我们请翻开创世纪第二章二十四节跟二十五节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 to 25.
这里总共有四句话。
Here there are a total of four sentences.
第一句，人要离开父母。
First words, we have to leave our parents.
第二句，要与妻子联合。
And second, be rejoined, reunion with your wife.
第三句，二人成为一体。
And then, the two people become one flesh.
第四句话，要坦诚相处。
And the fourth one, you just need to be honest with each other.
所以当初神在创造之初设立了婚姻制度。
So at the beginning, when God designed marriage,
也告诉我们怎么过婚姻生活。
And he has told us how to live a life of marriage.
因为神设立婚姻制度不是要陷害我，乃是要帮助我们。
Because when God designed marriage, is to help us not to give us any harm.
就像创世纪二章十八节说的。
Just like Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
人独居不好。
Saying it's not good that man should be alone.
所以要有一个配偶帮助。
So there should be a helper to help him.
就是要有一个伴侣。
So that means a companion.
男女结合。
That man and women join together.
互相扶持
and they help each other,
过一体的生活
and they live a life of one flesh,
体验神设立了婚姻制度的奥秘
experience the mystery of God that who has designed marriage.
每一个人也可以在婚姻生活当中成长
everyone can grow in the marriage.
这是神当初设立婚姻制度的很重要的目的
and this is the purpose that God has designed marriage at the beginning.
不管今天人对婚姻制度的看法是什么
It doesn't matter about man's opinion about marriage today.
但是我们要回归原点
But we have to return to our origin.
原来婚姻制度是怎么来的
Then how marriage come about?
谁设定的
Who designed it?
我们一定要配合伴侣吗
Do we have to comply with our companion?
如果我不要呢
What if I don't want it?
那就是今天我们站在信仰的立场要去思考这个问题。
So from the perspective of faith, we have to think, reflect on these questions.
我们从婚姻生活开始谈起。
From the perspective of marriage,
一个要进入婚姻生活的人
，when someone is about to enter into the life of marriage,
要装备自己
，they have to prepare themselves.
装备自己，准备进入婚姻生活。
They have to prepare themselves to enter into the life of marriage.
所以这里告诉我们要离开父母。
So here it says we have to leave our parents.
人从出生到死亡。
When we were born till the time of death.
有两次要离开父母。
Two times that we have to leave our parents.
第一次就是出生的时候脐带要剪断。
And the first time that your intestine.Has to be cut off.
在妈妈的肚腹里面，它是脐带连在妈妈身上。
As in your mother womb, then you are joined and connected to your mother.
但是一出生，脐带就剪断。
But when you were born, then the intestine has to be cut off.
它要独立呼吸，独立饮食。
A baby has to breathe by himself and eat by himself.
第二次切断。
Well, the second time to cut off,
就是结婚那一天。
That is the day of marriage.
那是心灵上的切断。
That is from your spiritual cut off.
这个就是圣经讲的离开父母。
That is what Bible says that you leave your parents.
这个离开两个字叫做切割。
And when you're leaving your parents, mean you're cutting off.
所以结婚那一天。
So on the day of marriage.
结婚的当事人要跟父母在心理上要切割。
And the bride or groom, they have to leave their mother or father, in their mind.
也表示你已经长大成熟。
That means you already grow and be mature.
可以独立生活。
That you can live by yourself.
可以自己组成家庭。
That you can establish a family by yourself.
可以开始过着夫妻生活。
And you can live a life of husband and wife.
组成家庭。
And establish a family.
经营婚姻。
And you will have to work on your marriage.
保罗说这是极大的奥秘。
And Paul say this is a great mystery.
当然保罗说这是指的基督跟教会的关系。
And Paul say this is relationship between Christ and the church.
但是偏偏保罗用夫妻关系在解释基督跟教会的关系。
But then Paul used a relationship of husband and wife to prefigure the relationship between the church and
So 反过来说。
So the other way around.
今天我们因着有婚姻生活。
Because we have marriage life today,
所以我们更容易体会到什么叫做基督跟教会的关系。
So we can experience the relationship between Christ and the church.
不然那个是很抽象的。
Or else it would be very abstract.
那离开父母。
So once you left your parents,
对现在的父母来讲。
So to a parent,
有时候刚好是反过来说。
It could be the other way around.
你孩子，你要让你的孩子结婚。
If you want to let your children to get married,
表示你认定你的孩子已经长大成熟。
That means you consider that your children has already grown up.
所以反而你是要离开你的儿女。
That means you have to leave your children.
在心理上。
In your mind.
孩子本来是属于你的。
So the children belong to you.
因为你生他、养他、育他。
Because you have already give birth to him, nurture him, and let him to live.
So, 一般父母都会认定孩子是我的心肝宝贝。
So usually parents will think a baby are their preciousness.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
父母只是陪着孩子走过这一段。
So parents will only accompany their children for these sections of life.
陪他走过人生的初阶
to accompany them during this beginnings of life,
让他去面对他自己的婚姻生活
and the children to face their marriage.
所以父母在孩子结婚的当天
so parents during the day of their marriage,
反过来是说要离开儿女
so they have to leave the children.
他已经长大了
because they have already grown up.
所以重要的是孩子还没有结婚之前
Most importantly, before they get married,
我们怎么给他观念?
How do we give them a perspective?
孩子的对婚姻的观念是什么?
And a perspective of their marriage in their mind.
如果我们不趁早告诉我们的孩子,
If we don't tell them in the early of time,
孩子自然而然从外面接收到很多的信息,
So that your children will receive a lot of different messages from the outer world.
那整个大环境对婚姻的观念是什么
？In these big surroundings, what is perspective of marriage to your children?
你不教你的孩子，你不告诉你的孩子。
If you don't teach your children or tell your children,
自然而然有人会告诉你的孩子。
And naturally, they will receive the message or information from somewhere else.
不管是从书本，从媒体。
It doesn't matter if it's from book or media.
甚至从一般的朋友
or from the friends,
或是他自己的观察
and from the self-observation,
很多信息很多管道就进来了
the many messages, information into their heart,
因为你身为父母你没有告诉他
because as parents, you did not tell them anything,
甚至我们没有上过宗教教育
because we did not attend any religious education,
我们的信仰
That our faith,
怎么告诉我们婚姻观
how do our faith tell our perspective of marriage?
因为我们的信仰是有告诉我们婚姻观的
Because our faith will tell us the perspective of marriage.
所以我们父母要帮孩子准备
So our parents have to prepare for their children.
怎么让他成长
Then how to let them grow.
怎么让他有婚姻的观念？
How to let them to have a principle of marriage?
而且是正确的婚姻观念。
The correct principle of marriage.
当然就是圣经的婚姻观了。
That is the Bible, principle of marriage.
当他有了观念之后，
When they have the perspective,
接着下来是外来的观念。
Then they will receive information from the outer world.
他自然而然会做比较。
That he will compare.
他会去思考。
And he will think.
他会去观察。
And he will observe.
哪一个比较对？
And which one is the more correct one?
哪一个比较适合我？
Which one is more suitable for themselves?
这个很重要的一种教育。
It's a very important education.
所以当父母当人要离开父母之前，
When we are about to leave our parents,
要准备自己进入婚姻生活。
We have to prepare ourselves to enter into the life of marriage.
所以要从几个方面去准备。
So we have to prepare it from different perspective.
除了让我们身体能够健康成长。
So we have in addition to letting our body to grow well or healthy.
所以我们不是只有看一个人已经几岁了，他已经长大了。
We're not looking at how old they are when they grow.
那是条件之一啊。
That's only one condition.
接着下来要看他的心智啊。
And it has to see their mindset, the
两个心智哈。
Their grow in their mind.
一个是志气的志，一个是智慧的智。
And one is your will, another one is wisdom.
我们的孩子。
That our children.
或是我们是本身是未婚青年。
That we are not married, we're youth.
我们除了身体长大成熟以外。
That other than our body will grow.
我们的两种心智上面是不是成熟的？
That is our heart actually mature enough?
就是会独立思考。
That you can think independently.
是有很好的判断力。
And or you have a very good judgment on things.
那是一种智慧。
That is some kind of wisdom.
所以我们要看我们的孩子，或是我们看我们本身有没有长大成熟。
That we have to see our children whether they grow in their mind and in their body.
那我们会说，那我们怎么知道我的孩子是不是成熟了？
How do I know that my children has already grown mature?
那我们就要看他对事情的判断力。
That we have to see how they judge, how they give judgment to certain things.
教会有聚会时间。
Then the church has a schedule for gathering.
是来或是不来？
That whether they should come or not.
这个就是判断力啊。
And this is a judgment.
你认为来好还是不来比较舒服呢？
You would decide to come or not to.
这就是判断力啊。
And this is some kind of a decision.
那就是看一个人的价值观念在哪里。
Then he has to see the value.
他选择的是什么为主、为重、为先。
Then he would choose to come or not, which one is their priority.
这个叫心智的成长啊。
And this is grow in their mind.
再来，在经济上是不是能够独立？
Whether they can independently on the financial.
不是一个人乖乖的就好了。
It's not saying a person is quiet, then they're okay.
不是一个人长大然后很良很善良就好了。
So it doesn't mean that he has a good heart, then he's okay.
婚姻生活
，the marriage of life
需要有经济有基础的经济。
A life of marriage has to have a foundations of finances.
就是经济能力
，the ability to make a living.
所以有没有稳定的经济来源
？And do they have a stable income？
这个就是孩子从小的时候就要给他的观念了。
So when this is a principle that you have to teach them when they were young。
工作除了为了贡献社会以外
，So other than contributing to the society when they work，
还要养活自己啊。
And they have to feed themselves。
不会造成社会问题啊。
And it will not cause any problem to the society。
多么伟大的工作观啊！
And how great is this perspective of working?
那我们孩子有这种观念吗？
Do our children have this kind of principle?
所以从小我们就要引导他走这种道路，往这个方向。
When they were little, we have to guide them to walk this path.
当我们的孩子成熟之后，
When our children has grown maturely,
我们身为父母会很放心让他结婚。
As a parents, we'll let them to marry without worry.
我们知道我的孩子做得到。
So we know that my children can do so.
再来，我们从信仰的观念来看婚姻。
Next, we're going to look at marriage from faith.
因为孩子要进入婚姻生活之前，
Before a child enter into the life of marriage,
一定会遇到一个叫做选择配偶。
And they will encounter a choice to pick their companion.
圣经说婚姻是神所配合的。
And Bible said that your companion is already prepared by God.
那我怎么知道是谁呀？
How do I know who that is?
所以圣经也给我们一个观念。
So the Bible has taught us a principle.
我们请看创世纪二十四章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 24.
五十节。
Verse 50.
创世纪二十四章五十节。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 50. 50, then Laban and Bethuel answer and say, the thing comes from the Lord, we cannot speak to you either bad or good.
这是出于神。
This is from God.
我们不能向你说好说歹。
And we cannot say anything to you.
这是女方家长。
And this is from the parents of the women.
就是我们所谓的女方主婚人。
That is that's the women's parents.
他对于自己女儿的婚姻
then they show concern to the marriage of their daughter.
是不是适合以撒？
Whether is it suitable for Isaac?
这就是选择配偶咯。
And this is how your choice for your companion.
那我们看女方主人怎么做判断。
And let us look at how the women parents make their decision.
介绍人来女方做报告的时候。
When the matchmaker comes to the parents for the women.
就是说明。
Instruction.
我今天为什么选择你的女儿？
Why do I pick your daughter?
要介绍给谁？
And who do I introduce her to?
他一五一十地告诉女方。
Then the matchmaker will tell everything to the women's family.
详细说明。
And they're in details.
他们从来没有见过面。
And they never met before.
但就是凭着介绍人的说明。
But through the instructions from the matchmaker.
女方主婚人一听。
And when the women's parents heard about that.
确定这是出于神。
And they're pretty sure this is from God.
所以他说我们没有什么话可以说。
So they say they ought not to say anything at all.
这很厉害。
And this is pretty great.
竟然可以做很正确的判断。
Because they can make such a good and correct decision.
所以他说我们没有意见。
And they say we don't have any opinions.
我女儿要嫁给以撒，我们没有意见。
And my daughter is about to marry to Isaac. I don't have any opinion for it.
当然，我们自己有空可以去看。
But if we have time, we can go look for it.
二十四章里面那个介绍人是怎么来促成这一门婚事
？Then we can read how the matchmaker in chapter 24 of Genesis how he combined this marriage.
他向神祷告啊。
And he prayed to the Lord.
他求神给他机会啊。
And pray the Lord to give him chance.
他观察，
and he observed.
然后他试着去做啊，
and he tried to do it.
结果都很顺利。
Then he has a smooth sail.
也证明这件事情出于神。
It proves that this is from God.
所以女方家长一听就对了。
So when the women's parents heard about that, they think this is right.
所以不管是男方还是女方的家长。
It doesn't matter the parents from the men or from the women.
不管我们的孩子是自由选择还是由介绍人介绍。
It doesn't matter our children choose freely or from the matchmaker.
总是要做最后的判断。
Yeah, you have to make your final decision.
这是做最后的决定。
And you make your final determinations for the marriage.
要或是不要。
And whether you want it or not.
那我们就要告诉自己了。
And we have to tell ourselves.
这件事情出于神吗？
Is this from God?
那你要很清楚。
Then you have to have a clear mind.
你要说服你自己。
You have to tell yourself, persuade yourself.
你自己要很清楚说这个是出于神或是不是出于神。
Then you have to have a clear mind whether this is from God or not.
因为每一个人的过程不一样。
Then everybody's progression is different.
有些人是自由啊认识啊很啊在很自然的情况之下认识的。
Some they will know their companion freely out of natural situations.
认识，然后交往。
Then you know them and you date them.
然后决定。
Then you make decision.
啊，有些是由别人介绍的。
And some of them introduced by others.
甚至从来没有见过面的。
So they had never met before.
啊，那不管谁帮我们介绍。
It doesn't matter who introduced them for us.
他绝对有一个理由。
That there's a reason.
他会告诉你为什么是他。
They will tell you why they pick this person for you.
过程是什么？
What is the progressions?
再来
，and next
介绍或是自己认识的
，whether you through matchmaking or you know it by yourself，
一定有一个交往过程。
There must be a progress of dating。
那个交往过程就是互相观察。
And what progress of dating means you observe each other。
就好像这个老仆人在观察利百加一样。
It's like this senior that observing Rebecca。
因为初次见面
，then when they first met，
那都是表象，
that,
很表面的
，that's very superficial。
但是进一步去观察的时候
，then in subsequent observation，
你就可以看到比较深层的那一个部分。
Then you are able to see the deeper perspective of another。
比如说他的观念问题啦
，then how did they think in their perception？
他的价值观是什么啦
？And their value。
他的着重点是什么呢
？And what is their main focus？
你大概可以略知一二。
And you might be able to know a little bit about it。
因为从对话当中
，And from your conversation，
你看他的口条啊
，And you're able to tell how to talk。
有些人讲话很有口条
，Some people talk they're eloquent。
就是我们说这个人口才好
，And is it they're a very very eloquent person？
有些人讲话是慢条斯理
，And some people speak slowly。
有些人是，你讲话有时候要听两次才听懂。
Then some people when they need to listen to them, you have to listen it twice.
啊，这只是他在这个部分的一个现象。
And this is only some sort of situations that this person is in.
一个成熟的人。
And a mature person.
他不会看一个点。
Then he won't just look at one point.
他看一个完整的人。
He look at the whole picture of a person.
啊，这个就是判断力啊。
And this is a strength of determination.
所以基本上一个长大成熟的人
when they grow and mature,
是比较容易进入这个状况
and you can easily enter into this situation.
以后他的生活婚姻生活也比较稳定
then subsequently, they will have a stable life and marriage.
他不会因为一时的情绪
they will not control by their emotion.
就像或是一时的喜欢啊哈
And they will not just like a person out of lust.
最典型的例子就是参孙。
And a very, classic example is Samson.
见一个爱一个。
Then he see a person and he love a person.
他见到第一个女子的时候。
When he see the first lady he met.
腓力斯人。
Philistine.
对犹太人来讲，那是外邦人。
To Israelite, Philistine is a Gentile.
看到他就喜欢他。
Then when you look at a person, then you like him right away.
所以就告诉他的父母。
So he told his parents.
父母说：“那难道我们自己族里没有适当的女子吗
？”Well, his parents say, "Don't we have a suitable lady for you in our tribe?"
一定要娶外族的人吗
？Do you have to marry a Gentile?
参孙怎么回答
？And how did Samson reply his parents?
我就是喜欢呢、
I like it.
这叫做任性。
And this is out of your free will.
这叫做随性。
And this is out of your random reflection.
想到什么就做什么，看到什么就喜欢什么。
And you like whatever you do, and you like whatever you see.
他爸爸妈妈还帮他做判断呢。
And his parents has make decisions for him.
一定要是他吗
？And must it be her?
我们自己的以色列人没有这种人吗
？Don't we have a suitable lady in Israel?
他的理由是说，我就喜欢呢、啊。
Well, his reason is I just like her.
这种话是。这叫做答案吗
？And is this answer？
就从他的答案当中，他的回答当中就知道这个人的心性是什么。
And from his reply, we know how his mindset is.
所以后来就败在这方面。
So he has failed because of this.
败在他的婚姻呢
？Failed because of his marriage.
这个结局我们都很清楚哈。
And we know the outcome.
这个就是他的。不成熟的地方。
This is his immaturity.
虽然他本来是神所选择的人。
Though he was chosen by God.
他是大力士。
That he is a person with strength.
本来神是要借用他。
And God want to use him.
帮神做一点工作。
To do works for him.
结果他在这婚姻的事情上搞砸了。
But then he has a failed marriage.
这个就是值得我们去思考的部分。
It's something that we can reflect on.
一开始就不是很好的状况进入婚姻生活。
So he has a bad beginning that in his marriage.
好，反过来说。
And the other way around.
那参孙的父母呢？
And what about Samson's parents?
在参孙的成长过程当中。
In his growth.
有没有尽到父母的责任？
Have the parents put on their responsibility?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
我们不能随便批判。
And we cannot judge.
好，我们只是在想说，如果是我呢
？So we can think what if this happened to us?
如果我是参孙的爸爸妈妈呢
？What if I'm the parents of Samson?
那我看到这个实力
，And we can see the strength.
虽然这个是历史事件
，Though this is history.
那历史就是要让我们学到教训啊。
Well, history is to teach us lessons.
我们总不能用我们的孩子去试试看嘛。
And we cannot use our children to try it.
我们不想这样啊。
And we don't want this to happen.
那既然别人已经有这种经验了
，So if they have this experience,
那我们就要去观察。
Then we have to observe.
他的失败点在哪里
？Where is his failure?
他的成功处在哪里
？Where is his success?
接着我们看圣经。
Then when we look at the Bible,
更是看所谓的历史人物。
Then we look at a historical person.
他是一面镜子啊。
He's like a mirror, landing mirror.
很好的参考依据啊。
Then you can use as our reference.
所以离开父母。
So when we leave our parents,
是两方面的事。
That is two, there are two perspectives.
就是父母跟儿女两方面的事。
So this is you can look at it from two different perspectives.
因为结婚的时候一定要切割。
Because when you get married, you have to cut off this relationship.
也就是父母在孩子结婚之后
，then after the children, after your children get married,
不要再干涉了
，and do not interrupt them.
你可以做的是孩子还没有结婚之前
，and whatever you can do is before the marriage.
怎么帮助他
？and how to help them?
怎么引导他
？how to guide them?
怎么教育他
？how to teach them, educate
them? 这才是重点啊
！This is the most important point.
这是我们身为父母的责任啊
！This is a responsibility of a parent.
结婚当天开始
，and on the day of marriage，
他跟他的配偶组成家庭
，then he will establish a family with his companion，
成为夫妻
，and become husband and wife，
成为一体
，and become one flesh，
由他们自己处理了
，and they will take care of themselves。
我们是身为父母，不要再干涉
，then you should not as a parent you should not interfere the life。
这样才能够让他们很自由的在婚姻生活当中做成长。
Then you are able to let them to grow in their marriage.
因为结婚开始
from the day of marriage,
有一件事情很重要
It's one thing that's very important.
就是适应能力
That is adaptation.
所以有人做统计
And some people have done a research on
结婚三年离婚率最高
Then when you get married for 3 years, you have a higher rate of getting divorced.
其实是结婚第一年是适应最不好的时候
On your first year of marriage, you will not have a good relationship.
一直忍耐到第三年
Because you will try to stand each other for until 3 years.
就下定决心离婚了
Then you have decided to get divorced.
所以相对那个数字就高了
So the statistics for this study is high.
其实是从一开始结婚就开始适应了
So from the beginning, you have tried to adapt each other.
所以圣经为什么告诉我们父母说要离开他？
So the Bible says, why do you need to leave your parents?
因为他们夫妻才可以做一个调整。
Because they can make adjustment for themselves.
互相适应。
And they can suit each other.
当我们孩子慢慢长大的时候
，So when they grow slowly,
他有时候会失败，有时候会跌倒。
And sometimes they might encounter some failure.
我们怎么帮助他的
？And stumble, how do you help them?
我们是协助他站起来。
Do we help them to give them a hand to pull them up?
一样啊，他的婚姻生活。
And yes, you have to help their marriage life.
是要让他自己站起来的。
Then you have to let them to stand up by themselves.
尤其在适应的过程当中。
Especially in the time when they try to suit each other.
更不需要有第三者进来。
Then you don't have to have a third person to join.
包括父母。
Including your parents.
第二句话。
And the second sentence.
与妻子联合。
And be joined with your wife.
结婚之后。
After marriage,
夫妻他是连在一起的。
And husband and wife are joined together.
他本来意思就是把它连贴的连在一起。
Like they reunite to each other.
好，就好像两张纸用强力胶也好，浆糊也好，把它连在一起。
It's like two pieces of paper you're using glue to bind them.
好，那连在一起之后，你不能再撕开了。
After you bind them, you cannot tear them apart.
不管你技术有多好。
It doesn't matter how skillful you are.
你一撕开就一定会有破损。
So if you tear them apart, there will be damage.
那什么叫连在一起？
What does that mean? Bind them together.
连在一起就是要建立在夫妻之间上的沟通。
So binding them together means they have to have a good communication.
所以结婚之后，夫妻的沟通很重要。
So when they get married, their communication is very important.
那偏偏我们结婚之后
，After we get married.
夫妻的生活重点是不一样的。
And husband and wife have a different perspective on life.
丈夫的生活重点。
And husband, mindset of life.
就是他的工作事业。
Is their career and their, job.
再来就是他的人际关系。
Then after that is his, people relation.
因为他的人际关系跟他的工作有互补作用。
Because people relation is joined together with his career.
So 结婚之后
，after marriage，
他除了他的家庭以外
，then other than his family，
他的婚姻以外
，in addition to his marriage，
他很看重这两件事
，then he will look toward emphasize on these two things。
那妻子呢
？What about wife？
一样啊
，the same。
他着重两件事
，then she will look at two things，
就是他的家。
That her family,
她组成了这个家庭。
The family that she has established.
第二个重点。
And the second point,
她的孩子。
That her children.
这是她的生活重心。
That is her center of life.
所以两者我们做一个对照。
And we can use this to reflect on each other.
丈夫的生活重点跟太太的生活重点。
And the focus on husband and the focus on wife in their marriage.
不一样。
They're not the same.
所以在这个情况之下
，in this situation，
更需要沟通
，then they need to communicate。
为什么一对热恋中的男女青年
，why is the couple who is in their love life，
他们的恋情哈、哦、会进，他的感情会进展很快
，and their love relationship will grow quickly，
因为他们随时都在沟通
，because they always communicate，
就是随时有在联络。
And they have been communicating with each other.
不管透过什么管道
，It doesn't matter through what tunnel.
哎，他随时都在联络，随时都在沟通。
They always communicate to each other.
所以他们感情会很好。
So they have a very good love relationship.、
哦、当然那个时候只是也没有什么责任嘛哈。
Because of course they don't have any responsibility.
因为还没有结婚呢、啊。
Because they are not married.、
哦、所以聊一聊，聊一些事情。
And they just need to talk to each other.
哈、哦，找一些话题来谈。
And they will find some topic to speak.
那就是交，那叫做交换意见啊。
Because that is exchange opinion.
虽然无伤大雅。
It doesn't harm anything.
有时候我们听一听，那也没什么重要啊。
So when we listen to it, it's not that it will cause anything.
对我们第三者来讲，那是很无聊的话题呀、
啊。To a third person, those are nonsense words.
啊，他就是喜欢这样啊。
Because they like to do so.
哦，如果你住在这里，然后有个圣何西的朋友。
If you are right here and you have a friend from San Jose,
打电话说，那里天气好吗
？And they call you and say, how's the weather there?
不好，我们这里也不好，在下雨。
That's not good. We have a rainy day.
啊，打电话是讲这种话吗
？Do you call to speak on this kind of topic? Why would you care?
就沟通啊。
Because you just communicate.
无所不谈呐、
啊。And you can talk.
那因为结婚之后
，After marriage,
各忙各的。
And we're busy on our own life.
回来都已经很晚了。
And when you come home, it's already so late.
所以反而结婚之后
，After marriage,
沟通的时间不能被任何人剥夺。
And your communication should not be taken away by anyone.
不能被工作朋友剥夺。
And shouldn't be taken by your work and by your friends.
更不能被我们的信仰剥夺。
So you cannot be taken by your faith.
如果以一般的情况之下
，And usually,
白天上班
，And you work in the morning.
以今天来讲
，And for today,
你要赶着来聚会啊。
And you still have to come here to gather.
聚完之后
after gathering,
你回家总是要洗，要灌洗嘛，哈。
And when you go home, you have to take a shower.
你开始要过家庭生活。
And you have to live a life of family.
如果你还有孩子。
And if you have a child.
那个还是小朋友的时候。
And when the child is little.
那当然就跑来了。
And he will come to you.
那你们夫妻什么时候讲话？
And how would you communicate with each other?
讲你们两个要讲的话。
And talk about things that you ought to talk about.
这个叫做沟通啊。
And this is communication.
所以每天都要沟通。
And you have to communicate with each other every day.
不管你有没有在一起啊。
It doesn't matter you guys are together or not.
有时候是一个在东，一个在西啊。
And sometimes some is in the east and another in the west.
那现在通信器材很方便，不是吗？
Then now the technology for communication is so advanced.
还是可以沟通啊。
And you still can communicate with each other.
重点是我们想不想沟通啊。
The most important is whether you want to communicate or not.
我们发现夫妻吵架为了什么事吵架？
So we can figure that why would husband and wife fight?
为了大事吗？
Is it for something big?
重要的事吗？
Is it for something important?
没有，我那个夫妻都很合作。
No, they just fight.
都是为了小事。
For a little thing.
吵到不可开交。
And they cannot stop fighting.
吵到离婚。
And they want to get a divorce.
当然不是为了那一件事情就离婚了哈。
Of course not because of that little thing.
因为那是不断累积的。
And things that has been accumulated.
总有一件事情会引爆嘛，爆炸。
Some things that will lead to explosion.
就闹开了。
Then they explode.
这个就是没有平常没有沟通嘛。
And that because they have not communicated with each other.
因为我们都认为那是小事。
Because we think those are small little things.
小孩子的事啊，太太你处理就好了。
So for the little child, the wife can take care of it.
孩子总会长大吧。
Your child will grow old.
孩子还很小的时候，那就是负责奶粉跟尿布就好了。
When they're little and young baby, you just need to take care of the diapers.
那孩子长大之后。
And when they grow.
他会交朋友欸。
And they will know some friends.
啊，他交到什么朋友你知道吗？
And what kind of friends do you know?
你怎么去帮助他呢？
How would you help them?
你怎么教育他呢？
How are you going to educate them?
不同的时间点。
In a different time.
有不同的夫妻的沟通话题。
There will be a different communication and different topic for husband and wife.
所以照理来讲，
so accordingly,
夫妻之间，
and husband and wife
是从还没有结婚交往期， 还没有结婚但是在交往的，
so before they get married, they should be dating each other.
就开始沟通了，
they have to start communicating.
其实还没有结婚之前那个交往反而会比较很注重沟通。
And before the marriage, it's so important that they communicate with each other.
要交通到主耶稣召我们回去那一天呢？
They have to communicate through their entire life till Jesus called them back to their kingdom.
不同时期有不同的话题。
At different time, they have a different topic.
这个夫妻要共同成长。
And the husband and wife has to grow together.
不是你不是一个一方单方面成长就好了。
Then not just grow on one side.
那有时候就是夫妻就是这样啊。
Then husband and wife just like that.
各自在各的领域上成长。
And they have to grow in their own area.
那如果不再沟通。
If they no longer communicate.
那个距离会越来越远啊。
So their distance will be farther and farther away.
所以为什么有些人丈夫会看不起太太呢？
Because why would some husband look down on their wife?
为什么太太会看不起先生呢？
Why would wife look down on their husband?
怎么会变成这个样子呢？
How come it turns out to be like this?
你们不是夫妻吗？
You guys are husband and wife.
那如果有平常有沟通？
If you communicate usually,
交换意见呢？
They will exchange opinion.
了解对方啊。
They will know each other more.
让对方了解你啊。
And the other person will understand you more.
必要时候共同成长啊。
And when necessary, that you will grow together.
这是沟通的目的嘛。
This is purpose of marriage.
我们不能把它当成说啊，结婚之后就是一家人了嘛。
So we cannot consider that when they get married, they are considered a family automatically.
不要忘记，你们本来是两个个体。
And don't forget you are each individual.
不要忘记你们本来就是有不同的原生家庭。
And don't forget you come from a different family background.
不要忘记你们本来就是不同的人。
And don't forget you two are different person.
今天是透过婚姻。
And through marriage.
成为一体。
You become one flesh.
所以要去经营它。
Then you have to work on it.
从结婚那一刻开始。
From the day of marriage.
可以完全的沟通。
And you can communicate fully.
什么都可以谈。
You can talk about anything.
而且为了自己所组成的家庭要沟通。
For your own sake, for your own family, you have to communicate.
那我们今天先谈到这里。
Now let us talk to here.
下次有机会我们再继续来谈。
We get more chance, we can talk more.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
380首。
380。
请坐。
Please be seated.
祷告的时候
when we pray,
为个人的灵性成长祷告
and we pray for our spiritual growth,
为教会的圣工发展祷告
pray for the holy work in the church,
我们也为我们全体的教会祷告
so we pray for the congregations,
联总会议现在在台总开会
so the IA meeting is in, the WDC is in Taichung,
我们也求主带领
and we hope God will guide us
我们在祷告中纪念这件事
and may we remember this when we pray
那我们这近期也都各教会陆陆续续在举开联合部道会
then our different church in different locations has held a whole spiritual convocation
那我们也为各教会的圣工祷告
and we pray for the spiritual the holy work of different churches
接着联恩会的事工
and through ESSC
让每个信徒在灵性上有所成长
then we may grow in our spiritual
让教会能够增添新的国民
then church will increase on its nation
让主的名能够得到荣耀
and may God's name be glorified
我们一起来感谢祷告
let us pray and give thanks in one accord
奉主耶稣圣名祷告